Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Max is joining us this morning. It's Wednesday on second date update. And let's see if we can't help Max, who messaged us at 1029 The Wolf. Max, let's just start at the beginning. Tell us what is going on with Sophie.
Hey, when it comes to Sophie, I really don't have a whole lot of answers about the last 2 weeks.
Okay, so it's been a couple weeks. I'm assuming you've reached out or whatever and just, you know, heard nothing back.
Yeah, I have reached out a couple times, but no response.
Okay, well, let's see if we can't help you out here, Max. First of all, how was your date? Tell us all about that.
It was pretty chill and pretty cost-effective, actually, because we went to a bookstore, you know, and we just went into the cafe inside.
Right. A bookstore?
Like a Barnes & Noble?
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, we're both big readers, so it seemed like, good. You know, like a no-brainer, you know?
All right, we don't get many of those,
yeah,
so...
Good. Not with our listeners.
Did you...
no, I'm kidding.
Did either of you pick out some books?
Yeah, we picked up a couple, but that was it. We bought some books, and then after we settled in for a cup of coffee.
Now, when you're browsing for books, unless you're going through the same section, I mean, you could end up at the opposite end of the bookstore. Did you kind of wander with her and she wandered with you while you looked through things, or did you just stay at the bestseller table or what? Not like I've been to a lot of bookstores. I know I sound like
I was going to say, I don't know.
I've just seen some pictures.
Inside of a bookstore.
Yeah. So how
it sounds like you've been to a bookstore once or twice.
Once or twice. So. All right. So how was the conversation then at the bookstore, Max?
You know, it was really nice. You know, we went around, we picked books, we talked about the basics, you know, getting to know each other, work, family, stuff like that.
And any, I'm sorry to interrupt, but any tricky moments between the two of you there?
I was a little surprised. I didn't think she'd be into murder mysteries. You know, I thought she'd be more into fantasy or science fiction, but okay. I liked that she was surprising me.
And anything, so nothing uncomfortable then happened between the two of you. So, and you said, let's see each other again or what? How did you leave it at the end of the day?
Well, yeah, I mean, the only thing that was a little bit weird was that her tea was too hot. Like, it was pretty, things went really smoothly, so, and we had to wait a while for it to cool down. But other than that, it was like the perfect date, and it seemed like she was into me.
All right, perfect. Wow. Well, listen, the only thing we can do is call Sophie Max, so let's do that. And just, we're going to ask her if she wants to see you again. We're going to come right out and see what she thought of the date, what she thought of you, if she wants to see you again. So you hold on. We're coming back. The conclusion or the next chapter of Second Date Update is just 3 minutes away with Thunder and PT here on The Wolf.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
I would describe Sophie and Max's first date as casual, as they met at a bookstore with a coffee shop.
You know, it was really nice. You know, we went around, we picked books, we talked about the basics, you know, getting to know each other, work, family, stuff like that.
Well, Max has reached out a couple of times and admitted he really likes Sophie and would like to let her know that and see if she wants to see him ever again. All right, let's give her a call and see what happens.
Hello.
Hi, could we speak to Sophie, please?
Yes, this is she who's calling.
Oh, hi, Sophie. Okay, just bear with me for a second. We're calling from 102.9 The Wolf radio station, and we're Thunder and PT. And we got to tell you, we are calling you live here on the radio right
now. Good morning, Sophie.
Yeah. So, and we do the morning show, and we're just, we're asking you if you could just help us out with something.
Okay, I'm happy to try.
Okay, good. So we actually know someone in common, and Max is a listener of ours, and he mentioned to us that he has not heard back from you since your first date at the bookstore. You obviously remember Max, but could you tell us maybe why that is?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I don't like being double booked.
Okay.
So is that double booked, like that's a thing at a bookstore?
Is it a book reference or?
No. It's a dating reference.
Oh, you mean like double booked? Like he was double booked?
He or you were double booked?
I was not double booked. No. I don't do that. He had a date in the same cafe right after our date.
I see what you're saying. Okay. He did not, Sophie. Full disclosure, he did not share that with us, that he had backed up another date. Are you sure?
Are you sure?
That he just didn't run into somebody else, a friend or something?
I honestly can't. I don't buy it because I'll tell you what, he made the same show of pulling out her chair for her like he did for me. They were in the exact same table.
Okay, did you stick around or did you see him through the windows or what?
No. I mean, okay, so he checked his watch like 45 minutes into our date.
Okay.
He stood up and said he had a great time and we should do it again soon. He said he needed to use the men's room. Oh, okay. So,
and that was it. So that was going to be the end of the date.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. That was going to be the end of the date.
So how did you catch him then?
Excuse me a little bit.
No, it's good. No, it's fine.
I realized... I forgot to get a pic of the new releases in romance for my mom and my sister. So when I dashed back, there he was with a redhead who was smoothing her hair and smiling a lot.
That was not my fault. She was 10 minutes early.
Oh, yeah. So Sophie, Max is on. We talked to him 5 minutes ago, but I thought I had him on hold, but he was actually just listening in. Max, what is this all about? This redhead at the
Who is that?
At the same table that you were just sitting at the bookstore with Sophie?
Oh, no, but it's not like that. We've all had dates where, you know, things get a little clunky and they don't go well. So I scheduled another date not too far after this because, you know, I'm just getting to know people. It's not
back to back to back.
It's not speed dating.
Yeah,
Max.
Yeah, but listen, I'm just trying to find love, you know, like Sophie, you know.
Oh, man.
You must be a lot to keep track of.
It is, but you were a standout by a mile. And that's why I want to see you again. Like, you were amazing.
Yeah. That's nice to know, but I have no desire to be on your own personal version of The Bachelor.
I haven't even reached out to those other girls since then. Like, girls, it's not like The Bachelor.
Wait a minute. How many were there at the bookstore? Was there more than
two? This is
Max,
about Sophie,
Max.
Okay? This is
I understand Sophie. That. I understand. But, Max, how many girls did you line up for the bookstore date? More than two? More than three?
It's not important.
We're just kind of trying to get an idea.
Do you understand that somebody, whether it's male or female, it's like you don't have to feel extra special, but you don't want to feel like a number. And listen, I don't want to take words out of your mouth, Sophie. So if I'm saying something incorrect here, please interrupt. Please let me know.
You're doing pretty well.
Thank you. you at least want to think that this man has anticipated or look forward to this date, that you're not part of a cattle call. Pardon my word.
If I had known how great Sophie was, I wouldn't have planned those other dates. But, like, you know, we've all been on bad dates.
Yeah, of course. Like, I don't think we should plan them out.
I was going to say, don't plan them the same place, the same time, like back to back. I mean, Thunder, you were Greg number two or Greg number three when Jess was dating
still
you.
Still am, her phone. Yeah. I'm still Greg number three.
So you can be, it can be a numbers game or whatever. It's just the part of, like, back to back to back, like, right there. You just got to have a little more, I don't know, like, tact to the situation, at least.
Right, so
go to a different bookstore. Go to a different coffee shop.
Sophie, the bottom line is you don't want to see Max. This was a bad look on his part. You don't want to see him again.
Yeah, no, I've had a lot of disastrous first dates, including this one.
Yeah. So. Oh, it went pretty well until that part, though.
I was right about you.
Yeah.
Right about me? What? That's crazy.
All right, so it's a no. Max, part of the agreement of coming on Second Date Update, if it's a no, it's a hard no.
Yeah.
And that's it. So maybe if you need to have more than one date a day or at least in the same hour, just plan them in different spots.
Rotate them around. Right. I'm telling you, rotate.
I don't blame you, Sophie. Go ahead, man.
I guess I need to find my Sophie number three.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Maybe anyway, keep us in the loop about how you're doing, both of you. And thank you, Sophie, for picking up. And I'm glad you were on. Second Date Update.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.